In today's daf, we discuss the concept of Shedim, Mazikim, Kishuv. The Gemara tells us if a person happened to drink Zugais, how is he meant to protect himself from the influence of the Ruchais Rois and of the Shedim? The Gemara gives us a formula as follows. He takes his right thumb, puts it into his left into his right, and then goes ahead, says over a Nusach, which will somehow protect him. And the Ein Elyo explains the concept of the Shedim Ruchais, which is the Koiches around Tum in the world, can only influence a person when he is susceptible. But if a person connects himself to the source, the true life source, Hashem, then he is protected, he is beyond their reach, and he is insulated from their effect. That's the point of connecting the hands, which denotes connection back to the source, everything. The whole concept of Rabim connects back to the Yachad, to the source, Hashem, Yachad, and Miyuchad, beyond the reach of any so-called competing entities and powers in this world. In the share today, a couple of stories came up. One individual said over a story that happened with Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. There was a girl who came to him, she was brought to him, and she was in trouble mentally. She had gone down to she got entangled with some sort of cult experience in New Orleans. Apparently she was she went to that voodoo circle, and somehow had a bad effect on her, and she somewhat lost her mind. They brought her to Reb Chaim Scheinberg, and he tried helping her out, and sometime in the middle of their interaction, he combined his hands, something similar to the Gemara describes, and she was walking, and suddenly she gripped herself. She's like, what's going on? And she reverted back to normalcy. She lost that spirit, whatever it was that was gripping her, she lost it. And then he gave her mussies. What are you doing going to these things, and keep away from from all these kaychei surah. But it appears that it's based, his remedy was based on the concept in the Gemara. Putting together one's hands shows unity, shows achdus, connecting back to the source, and that had a impact on her and relieved her of the ruach, of the shade, whatever it was that was plaguing her, and she reverted back to normalcy. Another fellow in the share said over a story that happened to a friend of his. It's a first-hand story. This yid would travel to the Far East on business. It so happens that he found himself once somewhere in India, in this amongst this group there, and there was this head guy involved in Kishuv. He was doing sorcery, and he was doing his act, and he couldn't get it right. It just wasn't working. So in exasperation, he says, "There must be a Jew here." This fellow was dressed up; he was wearing a cap, but this fellow acknowledged that that the Yisrael have a power which is supreme to the Koiches Surah, Koiches HaKishuv. The Yisrael supersedes their influence and interfered with his gig. Now it could be it was just a standard refrain of his when things wouldn't work, but just I figured the mere fact that he would use it, he would take the liberty to express it in this fashion, to attribute it to a Jew that's present, gives it some meaning. It shows that he's giving credibility to the power of the Israel, which supersedes his power of Kishuv. Years ago, I once read a story of this Israeli, this traveler, who took his tour out to the Far East, and he heard about this major guru, who you could only see after months of waiting, and it was a whole procedure. Finally. He's looking forward, anticipating the encounter with this spiritual leader there, and he was led into this chamber, and this fellow looks up, with his long hair, and he looks up at him, and he says, he recognized him on the spot. He says, "You're Jewish. What are you doing here? Go back to Israel. That's where the real thing is. You have nothing to get from us." He was a guy gummer, but he recognized that the source of all everything, of all spirituality is the Yisrael, is the Torah. They recognize that. They recognize that, any power that they have, any knowledge, any chachma, any so-called spiritual reality and experiences that they espouse is really just secondary to the Torah. And he was convincing this fellow. He says, you're letting go of the true treasure, which you and your nation are the possessors of that treasures. Go back home and experience true delight, true spirituality. And this fellow was like taken aback. You know, here was this guy who was idolized by everybody in the area, and he personally acknowledged him that this is just secondary to the true delight of Yiddishkeit and Teres Yisrael. And this fellow had such an impact on him, he turned around and became Baal Teshuva.